My road bike is not a super light speed machine, weighing in at 6.7 kilograms. I mean, it certainly isn't fully optimized. Sure, I could swap out for a much lighter saddle. I could find a lighter wheel set, lighter rotors, tires. Basically go handlebar to rear derailleur and shave grams here and there to have a lighter bike, or, well, you know, to have a lower system weight. Or I could save the hundreds of dollars, probably thousands, and try to be a healthier, lighter version of me. Yeah, it's easier and cheaper to lose 10 pounds than it is to drop 2 pounds from the bike. So let's take a break and talk about it. First and foremost, I want to make it clear. I'm not looking to lose weight because of anything I've seen on social media. I mean, it's one of the things we just talked about in the last cafe stop. And I'm not trying to fit any quote-unquote social norms or cycling norms. Call me basic or all too common, but honestly, I just don't like the way I look in the mirror or in pictures. I see where improvements can be made and I want to pursue them. And yeah, aside from not liking the appearance, there's a big health portion of all of this. I know that losing some of the weight will also result in me taking a different approach to food and eating. A smarter and healthier approach, really. Which will have positive long-term effects for my overall health as the years keep piling up. I love food and I love sweet things. Being an adventurous eater and exploring new tastes and flavor experiences is fun for me. So with this, I'm not looking to drastically change my way of life or make major shifts in my diet, but what I'm gonna do is try to make better decisions on what and how I eat. Basically, I just want to be smarter about my approach to meals and food in general. I'm not gonna starve myself or cut myself off entirely from nice treats, but approach portion control and healthier alternatives as a mindset. Not a sequestration from Tasty, just better for me, Tasty. I want to lose weight, not because I've been bullied by my genes, though they've definitely made some threats, but because I'm ready to feel better in my own skin. Lately, I've been carrying around a little more extra baggage on my bike, even when I don't have panniers attached. And yeah, it's not all about the weight. It's about the energy, the endurance, and the confidence. And let's be real. Uphill climbs feel a lot steeper when last week's snacks are climbing with you. I'm not out here trying to look like I belong in the Tour de France, but I'd also like to not feel like I'm hauling a backpack of regret every time I ride uphill. But let me be very clear. I'm not signing up for the sad salad and treadmill torture plan. No, thank you. I'm not trying to hate myself into a smaller size. I just want something sustainable. Something that fits my life, not something that turns me into some food-obsessed zombie, dreaming of pizza while crying over kale chips. Ugh, that doesn't sound good. I like food. I love food. And I'm trying to make smarter food choices. The emphasis on smarter, not miserable. You know, things like bringing my lunch to work instead of going out every day. I mean, not only will that help me save money, and what cyclist doesn't need a little extra money, but it will also aid in better portion control. And with bringing my lunch, I can ensure that I do things like healthier options, having more fruit during the day, you know, just the little things like that. I mean, I'm not giving up on dessert. Life is too short to pretend I don't love cookies or have a sweet tooth. I just want to enjoy like a sane person, with some slight modifications for what my normal approach to eating and food is. As for exercise, look, I love cycling. But I'm not trying to become some martyr who sacrifices every weekend because I got to be in the pain cave. I want to ride because I love it, not because I'm trying to undo the sins of last night's food. Sure, I'm doing training plans to get better at cycling in general, but not every time I approach the bike does that have to be a deep dive into the Hurt Locker. I still want to have those joyrides outside, either on my own or with friends. And as we've chatted about before, being on the bike clears my head and recharges me. If a ride doesn't end with me smiling, or at least with a good story about what animals I saw on the trails, or what crazy people I saw out there, it's not worth it. I want movement to feel like freedom, not punishment. There's something about being on the bike that reminds me that I can keep moving forward, even if I don't feel fast or fit or fancy. For me, it's therapy. It's where the rubber hits the road.
Wink.
There will always be days I fall off the wagon. I mean, or the bike, or metaphorically speaking. You get it. Maybe I'll eat a whole pizza. Maybe I'll skip a week of workouts. Maybe both. But that doesn't mean I've given up. That's the quote, "We don't have to be perfect to be useful." And I think that wonderfully encapsulates the approach to me working to change my eating habits and trying to lose weight. While my approach may not be perfect, and I'll falter from time to time, that doesn't mean that what I'm doing won't have its benefits. It won't be a perfect path, but it'll be a useful one. Placing a higher priority on consistency matters more than perfection. Sometimes we coast on the flats, and sometimes that same approach might be needed with eating. And that's okay. Fitness and adjusting eating habits isn't a sprint. It's a scenic route with snack breaks. And maybe some detours. Definitely some detours. This is about finding a rhythm that works long term. And at the end of the day, I'm just trying to feel good in my body and not dread every mirror I pass or every hill I climb. I want to be strong enough to keep up on group rides, fit enough to enjoy long adventures, and confident enough to show up fully in my own life. I'm not aiming to be the skinniest guy at the cafe stop. I just want to be the one who finishes the ride feeling like he's still got a little more gas in the tank. And, you know, maybe a donut in his back pocket. So, now I'm focused on small wins. You know, things like, did I drink enough water today? Did I get up and move around? Did I eat something fruity that didn't come in candy form? See, those are wins. Those are those small little changes. This journey is less six-pack in 6 weeks, and more like, don't feel like garbage while climbing hills, or, oh, don't show me that picture. Which is honestly, I think, a better goal. And I want to say this to anyone else who's in the same place. You know, if you're trying to lose weight, feel better, or just kind of want to stop arguing with your pants every morning, you're not alone, and you don't have to go to extremes. You don't need to train like a pro or eat like a monk. You just need to start somewhere. Even if that somewhere is you watching a video like this with a bag of chips. I've been there. Trust me, chips pair beautifully with cycling YouTube content. So this isn't a before and after story. It's a middle story. And honestly, the middle's where all the growth happens, or shrinkage happens. I don't know. So if you're working on yourself physically, mentally, emotionally, don't worry about being perfect. Worry about being consistent. Worry about being kinder to yourself. Yeah, and maybe keep a snack in your jersey pocket, you know, just in case. You never know when you'll need the fuel or or emotional support? Will this ultimately help me improve my cycling? Of course, there's no question to that. But I'm not taking these steps to be a faster or better rider. Getting better on the bike because of these diet changes is really a great secondary effect. And speaking of consistency, one of the other big things I need to work on is carving out time for doing these episodes a little more frequently and hitting record on the camera during these rides. I got thoughts about that. But you know what? That's gonna have to wait until next time. Thanks for hanging out with me at the cafe stop, and let's do this again soon.